You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hello.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined in studio by one of your favorite rappers. You can see her on Sisterhood of Hip Hop. Miss Saya.
Hey, Saya.
Yo, we've been having issues all morning about my name, bruh. If this and if it don't get it together.
Why did I write write it down too, so I would say exactly correct too?
Did you put S-E-E-Y-A?
No.
Okay.
That'll be Sia.
That's exactly what he said.
Sia. I always blame it on my Boston accent. But I always want to make the E's and A's lazy. So.
Sia.
But thank you for joining us.
Welcome,
I'm here,
Sia.
Baby.
You know what I mean?
I'm loving your necklace.
We made it.
Your little baby angel wrapped around your necklace.
Oh, yeah, you feel me? Shout out to my jeweler, man. Izzy, he's up in New York. That's my guy. My good Jewish guy.
Boom.
My Jewish guy to ex-black.
The Jewish jeweler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got Miss Queen.
I'm in the building. Hi,
she
guys.
She decided to come today.
Shut up, Sean.
Well, you know what? Since you didn't come last week, and I ate your birthday cake during a high moment. Happy birthday.
You lituated.
Happy birthday to me. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome,
bro. I love you.
What that thing tastes like?
Sausage.
Yo, somebody come get out the studio, bro. If she talk about the sausage one more time, bro.
Sir Sean Allen.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
Damn, y'all. Well, this week been really busy in the music industry.
Yes. Oh, man.
The tabloids been all over the place. I mean, if you could get past Caitlyn Jenner, you were going to have some sort of conversation about somebody. What's been going on this week, though, is Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, God.
On Instagram, posted a picture. He's in a hip-hop group, and he said... Yeah, Chet Hanks. He came out to say, yo, chillin' with my, drop the N-bomb on Instagram.
No, he didn't, bro.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
So then he came out to say...
Mm-hmm. But wait, why does people look black in his picture, though?
Girl, where do you see black?
He looked mixed.
Oh,
he looked
tan. I didn't even see the picture.
Yo,
this nigga's out of pocket.
He looked tan. He looked like he looked
tan.
I see what Queen... Because when I first saw that, I thought that was a biracial person.
Yeah, I thought he's biracial.
He do a little... He do look a little...
Was it
the guns? It was the guns that made you feel like he had a little black in him?
Okay.
Maybe. Subconsciously.
Thank you.
But you know
y'all
what?
Are crazy. This boy looks white.
He thought that.
Probably
like
white. It's them guns that make you feel like he a little nigga.
See how they programmed us?
Ain't nothing nigga about that nigga.
Word.
So what happened? So basically, Instagram, Twitter went ham on him. Mm-hmm. And he came out to say, yo, look... The N-word is an unspoken thing between two people. Hip-hop isn't about race. It's about the culture you identify with. Well, then clearly you have no idea...
About the culture.
About the culture of hip-hop.
No idea.
So how do you guys feel about this? Is the N-word okay?
No, it's not.
He also had the nerve to say it's a freedom of speech thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he should be able to say it because it's freedom of speech. No, motherfucker. You can't walk down the street of New York talking about, hey, yo, what up, my nigga? Looking mad white. Somebody will mollywop you so fast.
Bro,
you
I ain't should heard not- mollywop is He gonna get snuffed.
He gonna get snuffed.
I don't know if it's more... I don't know... None of us should say it, but we say it every day. But I don't know if it's a... I think I have more of an issue with the class that where he comes from. Like, you're a fucking privileged...
Yeah, millionaire.
Millionaire, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? White kid. You don't know anything about the struggle. You don't know anything about the streets. And what you do know, you read or heard in a song. Mm-hmm. So, if... Because I got friends who are not black, who are from the hood, who say nigga. And I don't think we would... I think we wouldn't even care, but because we know where they come from, you know right. what I'm saying? But him, on the other hand, it's just it's white privilege at its finest. It's
of a demonstration
course. It's
of
white malleable, privilege. It's malleable.
Yeah. Most wanted.
Most wanted. Most wanted.
His father is Tom Hanks. Shit.
Right. Yeah.
So definitely feels like he could do
he
whatever.
He should be saying it, and he's not a bad rapper, though. I'm not even about to take that away from him, but he shouldn't say it.
He's dope?
He's not dope, but he's cool, you know? He's better than Iggy Azalea.
Shots fart.
So you totally against it?
Fuck yeah. He need to go sit the fuck down somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm a lyricist for one, so nigga, if you ain't spitting that shit that I want to hear, and on top of that, using the word nigga, get out of here, bro.
Gives him the right though. With the
master's degree from Northwestern University.
That's crazy. Okay. Eminem doesn't even say it.
So you clearly are educated enough to know why you should not be using that word. So after this show, make sure you guys check out. We have an interview with Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri came out to say, asked him the same question, and he said, I'm not really mad at it because I understand. We put it in our music, which then gets put forward into these little kids' heads, and they grow up hearing the word, then the word doesn't become attached to the same issues that it was attached to years ago from now. And I said, well, that's cool, but then it has to get to a point of where it's being just taken out because now you're influencing it into other people. We have then Iggy Azalea, who felt she could say it on Twitter. Now, moving into Iggy Azalea, she just got engaged this week.
Yes, I saw that.
She also pulled back and canceled her tour.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, she canceled her tour. Nobody she said she's no been tickets. She's been on for 2 years strong.
They didn't buy the tickets.
Nobody bought this bitch tickets.
Is there tea in there?
No, this is right. Let me sip
this
my Tito.
This Tito.
Bitch, it's lemon in it. Lemon in the Sprite. That's all that matters. Yeah, nobody was probably buying her tickets. She probably was embarrassed and was like, no.
I was like, people, that Fancy song was hot. Everybody was filling and fucking with that song.
She got away with it because old girl sound like Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani and Eve. On, exactly. Yeah. But I think, let me blow your mind.
That first interview that she did after that song blew up and people heard that Australian accent, that's when people stopped fucking with her because they were like, okay, she should have never done an interview. If she would have never done an interview, she would have been.
No.
I've had conversations with Iggy. Like full blown conversations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just she be also Hollywood shit, dog. Like
it's not Hollywood, it's not shit. Blending.
No, it ain't Hollywood, my nigga. She's just
gone. She's like ping zoom. She's not even here. She's in a whole nother mental. She has a her perception of what's happening. That's why she's being abused so much by so many people. They're giving her a lot of hell because her perception of the hip hop culture is warped, and I think she's a little warped. I'm not taking away that she's cute. I'm not taking away that, she knows what she's doing, a little something. But when it comes to this bitch having a one-on-one conversation, she is gone. I think she's a nut.
Artistry wise, what would you say? How do you feel about the what she's put out there? Compared to what, compared to all the slack she's getting right now.
Do you have to be
right
careful
now?
What like, you say
would
because
you say
know her?
That she's,
I ain't got to be careful about shit. I don't give a shit.
Who said you ain't? I don't care about nothing. Crackers. Go ahead now, tell her.
I don't care about shit, man.
She sounds just like Tim.
I mean, what she gonna do? What she gonna say? Nigga, you ain't got balls like me, so you're not finna put it. Whoever writing for you, first off, you know what I mean? Like, I already know what's up. I already know the deal. My homegirl was writing for her at one point. I mean, whoever's writing for her, they doing what Iggy needs to sound like. Mm-hmm. And I get it because of the perception of her as an artist and hip-hop. And it's her and it's Nicki and whoever else that's doing their thing right now. But I don't be child. Good night.
And on that note.
Good night. Good the fuck night.
For me personally, I think it's a smart move of her to cancel the tour because there's a lot of racial issues going on in the country. She's been getting a lot on her end. I think it's just smart. Just pull away, back up, go be with your boo.
I would prefer her to be a basketball wife than a rapper.
Exactly, my nigga. You're engaged. Have a seat.
And take a break.
Get pregnant.
Right.
Exactly.
Live your life.
Right. Yes. Have you a beautiful mixed baby and keep it moving.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, so she needs to, maybe, I'll probably even take her serious as a model, but the rapping thing, she needs to give
Yes, when she first came out, I loved her style in regards to dress. I love how they tried to portray her more into like a high fashion type of model. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They dressed her in couture and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden that shit just started going downhill.
She went ghetto. She wanted to be ghetto.
Well,
same thing, a class thing. Like she wanted to be.
Damn, my thing is, why you want to be that so bad?
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know nothing about it.
You ain't got to be like that, though, man. Yeah. Just be
that shit
you.
Ain't fun, though,
I hate artists and people that don't want to be themselves. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, you extra whack to me now.
Right.
Be yourself, bro.
Come on in. We'll have a conversation with you.
You from down under? Act like you from down under, bro. Where the kangaroos at, my nigga?
Right. The wallabies.
Who ain't got no kangaroos?
In person, she didn't come off Australian ass. She came off like hard.
No, she was talking her regular accent and shit. We was actually, it was 4th of July. This is a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. We was at my homegirl spot, my homegirl Lok. She had a little backyard shindig or whatever, so Iggy was there. But I had met Iggy prior to that too, and that T.I., you know, all this other shit. But the whole time we was in the backyard and shit, she was just talking about her old relationship with Rocky. And I was just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Fantastic. But that's all she kept talking about. I was like, what? What's really going on here right now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I've been told that that's just how she's like very open about shit she going through, and she love hard and all this other shit. But I just felt like, you don't even know me. Why are you talking to me about this shit?
But she kind of feels that's the only, she probably feels that's the only way she could relate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I know Rocky. I know his celebrity squad too. So I was just, the whole time while she talking about Rocky, I'm like, oh, okay. But
Well, speaking of relationships, shout out to Fabulous and Emily B. They had a baby boy on Monday.
Yay. Brooklyn. Yay. Yes.
Also giving birth will be Janet Jackson, but not about a baby.
Sorry.
She's going to be giving birth to a new album. It's been 7 years. BMG and Rhythm Nation are going to be working together, and they're going to be releasing this album.
Squad.
How y'all feeling?
Why do you keep saying it's official?
She's going to come in.
She's working with Jimmy Jam. She's bringing back some old school.
She is going to show everybody why they started doing that type of choreography. I don't think she lost it, even though she's old. I think she's going to come out and kill it.
You just came for Janet.
I can never come for Janet.
Came for Janet.
No, I can. No. Forgive me. I can never come for Janet. Janet looks amazing. I think she's going to come back and do a great job. Mm-hmm. She's Janet. You can't get no better.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. One question is, how do you feel if, you know, an artist has been out for a while?
Mm-hmm.
They take a long break.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new generation of kids, mm-hmm, who are listening to a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think this transition's gonna kind of take?
Well, at the end of the day, you know her last name?
Right.
It's Jackson, if you
That's it.
Right.
That's She's it. A Jackson, dog.
Right.
She could take a break for 30 years, come back like,
and sell out arenas.
Nigga, forever in life, yep, bro. Where's the hologram of Michael, bro? Put the hologram of Michael next to Janet. They gonna do that whole dead shit, nigga. They gonna be lit.
That's a good idea.
They gonna be lit.
You remember the Beyonce on Beat Instagram thing?
Bruh.
Yes.
Did you see the
Michael Jackson? I posted the Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson one. Out of all of them, bruh, on my page, that one got the most lit.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, fuck Beyonce.
I was looking at the Whitney one, too. Whitney was lituated back then. Whitney was always on Beat, dog.
All right. Moving from that, Erica Campbell, she started her California Worship Center here in North Hollywood, and she has this More Than Pretty movement. So she did an interview where she was talking about sexuality in Christianity,
mm-hmm,
and how music has kind of led us into this sexual world.
Bubble. Mm-hmm.
To where, mm-hmm, she felt that, you know, she wasn't a virgin before she got married. And looking back at that, she came to the fact of why do people today feel you have to find love through sex? Or some sort of sexuality. To pull off of that, I've been looking at this, and we've had this conversation a lot, that the music out today is very over-sexualized. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Would you say that music has kind of always been like that?
It's always been, but
why is it so prevalent in
our culture right now? I think every once in a while you get a little, like R. Kelly or some shit like that.
Marvin Gaye was talking about
sexual healing, but it wasn't as blatant as this. This is throw that ass in a circle, push it back, twerk it on me, bounce on it. Am I right?
What? Bounce on it.
Bounce on it. Let me see you bounce. Let me see it bounce. Put a red cup on it. Eat it. Eat your booty like groceries. It is literally saying things that they never said back then. You keep laughing at me, but it's true. I think the music today has definitely opened up a avenue where it seems like Usher, I don't mind if you're stripping in a club. Like, you're giving these people permission.
That's my jam.
Yeah, I used to be a dancer. I was a dancer from 19 to 23.
Go ahead, girl.
Yes.
Wait, dance like hell on a pole and shit?
Pop it.
Or ballet.
Pop it. Pop it. You see,
he
how big my, you see how big my booty is?
I didn't even look at
all
it.
All right, okay. Now. So,
I got a girlfriend. I can't be looking at your booty.
You can't miss it.
Who can't look at your booty?
Who can't look at your booty?
Put a red cup on
but
it.
But I have no shame about it. But I'm going to tell you, it wasn't worshipped back then. Did I make a lot of money? Absolutely. But was it worshipped the way it is today? Absolutely not. So I think the music today has made it okay to be more open about sex and... Sometimes it's a bad thing.
It's a positive and a negative.
It's a positive and a negative.
Well, she's saying she doesn't know if it's a positive because it's allowing, you know, we're in this society today where you base your, a lot of people base their feelings off of how many likes they got, how many followers they have, and we are creating this society to almost build up, well, if you're not, if you don't have this or you don't have this, then you ain't shit. And for me, I was trying to stem that. Does that come from music? Is music what kind of pushed that whole?
I think that music definitely following. Is influential. But I grew up listening to Pac and Snoop. Don't smoke weed. Never fucking killed anybody.
Who said don't smoke weed?
That was your life.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, yeah, it was my life. But I think that starts at home. I listen to everything. And it influenced my household.
I think at the end of the day,
you had a good foundation.
You had a good foundation. You also come from a 6-bedroom home. You also come from a family. You hate when I say it, but it's the truth. You come from a family that have a mother and a father, and they built structure. That was you rebelling on your own time, listening to Snoop and listening to Tupac.
My mom always says to that too.
Okay, but they also put a structure.
I was like, that's not right. But
exactly.
We can enjoy this entertainment.
Exactly.
That's all my mom's always said. She said, this is entertainment. This is for fun. This is for pleasure. This is not what you do. This is not how you act. This is not, you know, what you say.
Right.
It's
entertainment. So the reason why you're not doing any of those things is because those words were said to you. People from the hood, nobody, our parents ain't telling us shit because she outside popping her ass right along with us.
Last week, Snoop Dogg just came out and said, you know, going forward, I'm going to be careful about using the word bitch and using certain words because he's understood that his influence in hip hop and how he's spoken about women. And now that he's worked with... You know, he's been with his wife for how long, and he has a daughter. He doesn't want to put that out there the way that he has because he has a new understanding.
You know, it's funny
of what his work does.
Snoop created that culture, kind of, if you will. But he's been married, and you've never heard of any infidelity. He's been married to Shantae for 100 years.
Well, you haven't heard.
Some niggas just know how to keep it on the wrap.
Yeah. Right, and some bitches just know, like, you know your position. They have a have a foundation.
Like James Harden the other day.
Right. My nigga. Laying in the bed with that thought.
Bruh. How you get caught slipping like that? My thing is, if I'm about to do some... Never mind.
No, don't you spin a knot. Don't you say it.
It hung up. Call it back. No, first of all, I have an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. So... Like,
Shout out to Saya's woman.
Yeah, we're not going to say who she is, not just
that's
yet.
That's nobody business.
Yeah, it's gonna come out. I mean, people already figure.
I'm going to look at them Instagram tags.
But I have an amazing woman, so even still, like, I don't get how people... Well, then again, I'm a female, but I still act like a nigga. I got the mentality of a nigga. But I don't see how, if you're so happy and you're so in love and involved and that's your life. I don't see how people could go outside of that. Like, I'm very big on monogamy. I'm extremely big on it.
Good girl. Yeah.
My thing is, if you're going to cheat, nigga, just bounce.
Right.
Boy, if you feel like you got to go elsewhere to get some buns or to feel good about yourself or whatever, cool, then you need to leave your situation where it's at and go ahead and fuck with whoever you fucking with on the side. I don't respect niggas that be cheating and shit.
Right.
Word.
Get out of here. That's a cowardly act.
Yeah, get out of here.
Word.
All right.
I fucks with you, Sia. Saya.
You deserve
hers. What you want me to do? I'm going to call you S-Y, son.
Yeah, just call me Sai.
Sai. We'll call you Sai.
Let's get into some new music.
Don't be mad at us for calling her Sia over there, manager. He's going to be like, they couldn't even get her name right.
I get it together.
Sorry, Saya.
So, all right. First up, we have a homie from the East Coast. His name's Snub G's. The song is called I Feel.
Wait, but what about Frank Ocean being engaged to a woman?
Girl, that was a rumor.
Oh, okay.
And we ain't talking about rumors here.
Okay.
We're talking about facts.
We need the real tea.
Right.
All right.
So let's take a look. Snub G's, The Feel.
Oh, here we go.
Blessed is that feel right here.
Off of Lucid Fantasies 4. Blessed
is that feel.
Niggas that I used to ride with, I don't even say hey to. Shit, my old hoes back in 04 talk to a nigga more than they do. I never did it for the riches, or the chains of gold. I mean, the fame is so addictive, but I still maintain my soul. And I did that all with no assistance. Listen, sanity's minimal. I'm stuck in a fantasy, vanity's criminal. Capitalize on my mental view, hoping to work or just see it one day like I'm in them too. Funny how niggas won't ever that into you. The women were limited, now that you killing shit, bitches out back of your dick again. Niggas be acting all feminine, look at them, damn. Fuck niggas back on my dick. And this bitch found out that I spit. Now we online tweeting, but all of my shit. Hold on. And you ain't never heard a record.
He from here?
Snub G's the field. No, he's from the East Coast.
Did y'all cut him off on purpose? Yeah. Y'all just ain't fucking with him?
No, we can only play a certain amount of time. Otherwise, YouTube will shut us down.
Y'all don't.
But you was feeling it, so that was good.
Who was? Let me eat me a cracker.
We ain't got no crackers.
Nah, I'm fucking with it. I'm joking.
You was into it?
Yeah, it was cool.
What y'all thinking?
I like it. That was...
Me lying?
No, it was dope. I don't know if I'll play it in my car, but no, I fuck with it. It was dope.
He's lying like shit.
Nah, I don't like this next one.
Oh, we ain't playing Lil Durk.
Okay, I don't like
Why?
That.
Because Lil Durk been trying too long, and he ain't put out something that I'm really into. Sorry.
Lil, get out of here, bro. These niggas is killing people, bro. Out of here.
I'm just saying,
this shit going on the red, they're going to be like, Sire, you don't fuck with nobody, huh?
No, the views expressed here are those of the host, independent
you
host.
You better chill for them Chirac niggas start coming out your head.
Girl.
Well, you sure you don't want to play
like a I would just like a hit. we're not playing that. Instead, we're going to play Tink's new song. She just dropped with Taser, which is popping over in the UK, actually. The song is called Wet Dollars, and I need Missy Elliott to get on this remix because I heard that she's going to be on Tink's new album.
Missy's everything.
I live for Missy.
No, she the black girl.
You don't know who she is?
That's Tink. Slam your brakes when I walk through the place. Scoot down the line. She like that hard.
Move back, who's that?
Open up two tabs. Drinks for me like a belly shot. Very hot, bend me. Gotta make way before I pass out. Pretty girls frontin' on the floor. When they backs out, work that. You gotta wham that. You gotta make a nigga wanna know where you making plans at. Downtown living at the Trump. Every day's good when you make an income. So I mix the drink, got the moving on my feet. Cause I can go.
This is dope. I like the video too.
And the beat, yeah. I go.
It reminds me of Azalea Banks. Something Azalea Banks would do.
Very Azalea.
Yeah.
Very New York.
Tink. Mm-hmm, Taser.
Yeah.
I fuck with Tink.
Everyone's into that.
She's dope. Doesn't she sing?
She
sings.
Rap.
I love her. That's, I love her singing. Her singing is everything.
When she sings, I'm obsessed.
Oh, that's it.
Her new record, A Million.
Yeah, ooh, she's
hard.
Dope.
That shit is hard.
I'm wishing her luck. I think she has a great future ahead of her. About time she's starting to show her face. She's definitely looking like Remy Ma a little bit.
Oh.
Doesn't she look a little like Remy?
Who?
But Remy Ma.
Who's that?
Don't try to
get
play.
Your
don't,
life.
He know who it is. He knows who it is. You know, he just have to be annoying. But good for her.
Good for Tink, man. Yeah. Shout out to Tink, man.
Shout out to Tink.
She doing it. And I can't wait for that album and the collaborations that are on that are going to be freaking dope. All right. Last but not least, Miss Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She did her promo video for Infinity.
Here we go.
Basically, which is like the promo for Vegas. Let's take a look.
Oh, man. This guy.
No, you gotta follow him on Snap.
Oh, he's funny.
Oh my god.
Is it like the ice got you so cold? Have you ever felt this on your own? Why you trying to play like you're so grown?
That's what she do the whole show.
Boy, close the door, lose the key, leave my heart on the mat for me. I was yours entirely. There's an infinity to infinity.
Mariah Carey, Infinity.
Okay.
So she signed up for Match.com for that.
Oh. bruh.
Why is she on Match.com?
Because they paid her a lot of money to do it.
Oh, fuck it.
And put it in the music video.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah. So right before this, the reason Tyson and that guy come, and then at the end, Jussie shows up.
Okay, so I got to watch the whole video.
Yeah, she was in a Match.com situation, which that was so...
Last time I seen a video of Mariah, didn't work out. No. When she was trying to sing live.
Yeah, I don't want to. When she did the hand,
when she did the hand thing.
Oh.
Bruh, that's when you know it's going bad. You know it's bad when you gotta hold your ear
to get the note.
To get the, bruh, I felt so bad though, cause Mariah, man, I grew up on that whole Mariah way, bruh.
Who did?
I wanted to cry for her. I was like, bruh, where's the manager? Manager, please drag her off the fucking stage, bruh. Somebody come get her.
I don't know. Wait, did she work? Benny Medina is still her management. Benny Medina.
Oh, I don't know that because I know that she's right now in the middle of trying to figure out some new situations because people ain't happy with her. People ain't happy with her. No, not because of Nick, because she wants to go in a new direction with...
But what direction is you going? You're a legend. You're an icon. Your job is done.
Exactly. I feel like the more they do, the more you water down your legacy.
Yeah, you killing it. Yeah. Chill out. Yeah. Have a seat. You're good.
She's about to be... Her next round, she's going to be a joke.
Oh. No, she's Mariah Carey. We ain't doing that. All right. Now, Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Actually, before we even get started, let's take... We have a clip.
From, ooh, I look good.
Look at that picture.
Look at that fresh HQ.
With the Beyonce ponytail.
She had Beyonce. To show light, bitches. I am bald. Peep the pony.
Yes, peep the... It's where?
Hashtag peep the pony. I like
peep
that.
Peep the pony.
All right, we have a clip from this season.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do.
Look at you.
Let's take a look with you and T-Pain.
We lit. I hate this fucking intro song, by the way. All of us, all the girls on the show hate this song.
Really?
All of us.
So you in Silver Lake right now?
We hate it, bro. That's Lyric Lounge.
Okay.
We heard Sin or whatever. I was drunk. Oh, what was it? Look at the Hennessy. Look at you.
Hold up, hey.
What's happening?
So I'm getting my show together, and all of a sudden, the legend T-Pain walks up in this thing. This is some real Hollywood shit right here. Seriously.
It's cracking.
Hey, everything.
I'm good.
So my brother Travis McCoy from Gym Class Heroes told me that he gave Payne my mixtape. I guess he liked what he heard.
Now I'm talking to Travis.
My brother.
He was putting me on Game T, so of course I started listening because, you know, I listen to Travis, whatever he say. I started listening, and he definitely got a different vibe. I'm redoing Nappy Boy Records right now into Illuminappy Records. So, you know, we're kind of making this whole movement to where it's nothing but star quality, it's nothing but, you know, nothing but the best, nothing but the biggest situation.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk to you about it.
I love T-Pain.
I mean, I looked up to you coming up.
Do you?
I mean, who did, man? Who did? You the reason I use auto-tune.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
That's the truth.
What are your goals? What you trying to do?
Well, I started working on an album.
Right.
And I want to do an independent tour.
Mm.
Which is kind of the route that I'm going now with the showcase.
Right.
My homegirl Naima. You know, we got a really strong team where we can go and book venues and do it ourselves.
Cool, you in a situation right now or what?
Why do I always scratch my head when I'm nervous?
So I'm still signed to Tank, but the way that Payne is talking to me right now makes me feel like he's interested. I'm not going front on Tank and act like he don't exist, but my contract is up. But when somebody like T-Pain is interested, you kind of got to listen.
Well, my contract with Tank is up.
Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out whether or not I want to, you know, re-sign on the dotted line.
Oh. I like that shirt you're wearing.
That's my merch shirt.
That's fun.
It's merch.
I didn't want this to end.
No, I know.
I kept wanting
this
to watch
this. Season 2, episode 1, January, June 9th.
Oh, June 9th, okay.
Tuesday, right, so let's talk about what we just saw there.
Yep.
So obviously we know, I mean, I met you originally on the BET carpet with Sir Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then in here we're seeing that, you know, you question like, hey, maybe you should, you know, maybe there might be some other opportunities. Obviously, we're going to have to wait to see what happens in the show. But
definitely gonna have to wait.
Where in your mind, as an artist, you've been with somebody, you know, for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. You're talking about doing an independent tour, which I love. I love artists who want to stay in that mm-hmm. realm. Mm-hmm. Where's your mind at right now? You know, to have that conversation with T-Pain, and as an artist, you know, as I'm sure you have loyalty to Tank mm-hmm. and whatnot. How does an artist in your position kind of work around that?
I mean, well, it's not really working around it. T-Pain isn't the first. The first guy who tried to really recruit me is French Montana and his manager, Gabby. They wanted me to be First Lady of Coke Boys. R.I.P. my man, Chinx. Mm-hmm. Chinx was such a great guy, man. Every time he saw me, he showed me so much love. But I've ran into so many people who wanted to have me a part of their squad. You know what I mean? And Payne came around, and I'm First Lady of Bat Squad, which is Travis McCoy's crew, but really it's us. And so I wanted to keep my options open, bro. But I'm very extremely loyal to Tank. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of course, you got to watch the show to see what I chose to do. But mm-hmm. Tank met me at a very pivotal time in my life, and I've been rocking with him ever since, and he's been rocking with me, and he's very content with how I am and how I look and my music. He's never tried to change me, and that's one thing that I've always respected about him, which is why I stayed even more loyal to him.
Mm-hmm. Is that also why you want to stay independent or keep right for right now?
Well, no, it's not. Honestly, I mean, shit, if a label came and offered that big engine, mm-hmm. I would roll with it mm-hmm. for the right price mm-hmm. and the right situation. Mm-hmm. But they're still scared. They're still like, okay, Sia, you're dope as shit, but how do we market you? And this is why I'm so glad that I'm on Sister the Hip Hop, because this is showing them that, hey, I was super accepted. I'm the breakout star from the show.
Yeah, you are.
So that says a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, the world accepts me. I'm out and about. Fucking white old ladies come up to me like, oh, my God, you're the girl from the show. I love your story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And young kids, same shit. Some people just don't see the vision. You know what I mean? But now they're like, okay, we might have fucked up by not signing you. But I'm like, at this point with my manager, like, we just all about working and staying focused, putting out music and shit. Like, we can make this shit happen ourselves. We ain't pressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the success from the show, and with you thinking about where you want to move forward with it, I see you're working on a new album. Mm-hmm. What about this album? What are you trying to deliver with this album? What, you know, now that your fan base has grown, people are that you never would think would reach out to you and say, "Hey,
right.
your story inspires me." Does that influence your music? Is that what we're gonna hear?
I mean,
coming from it
every day, waking up inspires my music. Me having road rage inspires my music.
Stupid motherfucker cutting me off.
Yeah, like, it's everything inspires my music, bro. Having this conversation with y'all makes me feel like I want to go and write a record. And like, I put everything into my music that I'm actually living, and that's why people fuck with me, because they can relate. I'm very open about my childhood, my struggles, shit that I've been through, me going to prison, my mother being on drugs, my father spending life in prison. I'm extremely open about it. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, yo, we fuck with you, not just because you're dope and you're lyricist, but because we can actually sit there and feel like you went through some shit that I went through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? And I still go through shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, relationship shit, whatever type of shit. But finally, I'm just at a... This is probably the first time in forever where I've been in a great space all the way around. I'm happy as fuck with my lady. My music is going great. I have a great team behind me. We got the TV show. I just did a movie with Lorenz Tate, Megan Good, Lance Gross,
wow.
Rotimi, Rick Gonzalez, Lala's in it. It's called Deuces. Same director who did Brotherly Love did our movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's going to come out the end of the year. And it's straight to theaters. So I'm cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I'm at a very great space. I'm blessed right now.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints.
That's great.
I'm drunk.
But as far as the album, are you still working on it?
Yeah.
Is this something, are we going to get it by the end of the year?
No. So the show airs June 9th, which is Tuesday, and then we're going to drop it in July. Yep, we're going to let it bubble. Okay. Let the show bubble for a month, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go ahead and release the EP in July.
I think that's a great idea.
You're also talking about the independent tour.
Yes.
Will that be with the girls from some of the girls from the show or people you're working with?
That's all me.
Okay.
I did a show with Naima Supreme in New York, sold out Webster Hall.
Webster Hall.
Did a show at Lyric Theater. It was sold out as well. I just been doing so many shows. I just did Long Beach Pride 10,000 plus, and I was the only performer on the urban stage. I had more people at my show versus if you walk across the park for Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
It was crazy. So we just saw some, you know what, fuck it, let's just go get it ourselves. So that's what we plan on doing.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I think you should just be patient and wait until it's good for you. It's a buyer's market now.
Yeah, right.
Like, you don't have to jump into it. Everybody right now aren't using big companies anymore. Everyone is doing their thing independent. And I'm saying, if it works for you, fuck it. Do it until the right thing come along.
Oh, yeah. Word. Trust me. I got my vato. I'm good to go.
Right. Vato.
You're hitting all aspects of it. I mean, TV, music, acting. Mm-hmm. So, role model-wise, mm-hmm. I mean, as far as what you're doing, that's why I love the independent route, because it's talking to the kids that are trying to come up mm-hmm. and almost teaching them, look, you can do it on your own, mm-hmm. no matter what your struggles were.
My fan base is, man.
And you call them the Dreamers.
We got the Dreamers, a.k.a. Aww. The Sciatics. My fans, bro, like, I get DMs and emails all day long just saying how I'm the reason someone is living mm-hmm. today. I'm the reason someone didn't take their life yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, especially as far as the LGBT community, I am someone that... I'm the voice mm-hmm. for those who are either afraid or just don't have the confidence to say something. I'm the voice for those who are still struggling with their gender identity. I'm the voice for those who are still afraid to come out the closet, but I give them the strength and the hope and, you know, for them to be themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, my whole motto is, and I always say it, gay is okay. Like, this is my life, and I'm not afraid to show it or admit it or anything like that. And people look up to that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Sia, thank you for being you. First of all, you've never seen a minority, openly gay, female MC on television. Ever.
That's true.
Ever has it been done.
I think what I liked the first season about you and your situation, I think you normalized it. You made it.
I made it okay.
It was normal. It wasn't.
People were so afraid.
I wasn't watching a gay girl in a gay relationship. I was watching two people in a fucking relationship.
Right.
A dope ass lyricist.
That
girl's
cute though.
A dope ass lyricist.
Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
I didn't see nothing about it to me was gay or lesbian.
No.
It was normal.
Love is love.
And that's
right.
How people fucked with you. Yeah. Like, exactly what you say.
Love
you
know? Is love. And sometimes people fail to realize that. Like, it's not about gender. It's mm-hmm. it's love, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the woman I'm with right now has never been in a relationship with a woman.
That's how you
know.
But she's happy as hell, and I'm hella happy. Like, we are happy as fuck. Like, that's my best friend. Like,
she turned it out. Sip that tea.
Listen, okay. My lady is amazing. I'm extremely happy. She's extremely happy, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. It's all about love. Just like that little heart on your
yeah,
cheek.
You know, there it is.
Okay, so July album.
Yep.
A single beforehand? Do you have something lined up?
Well, the whole month of May, we did LA Leaks every Friday with the LA Leakers. So, you know, I've been putting out music every Friday since then. We just dropped this record called The Golden, which is on my SoundCloud. Me and my artist, Smoke, have a record coming out called Real Nigga Business. We're going to drop the video for that. Dope record. I love the record. A single for me is going to come out, and I'm also going to be on Tank's single. So it's just a lot of shit going on.
What's the name of the Tank single?
Well, the record is called Birthday, but I really want to get on this other record he got called She With The Shits, and I'm trying to convince him, but he acted like he want to go. Yeah,
so heard that.
I'm gonna get on it. I'm just gonna sneak and put my verse on it while he's in Atlanta, because he's in Atlanta for a month. So fuck it, I'm just gonna put my verse on it and send it to him. Like, look, nigga, I did it. How you like it?
Yeah. With Sisterhood of Hip Hop, you know, there's a lot of different conversations about artists being on a television platform and it maybe affecting their music, mm-hmm. affecting their crowd. I mean, we get Love and Hip Hop, which these are two totally different types of shows.
Correct.
Do you understand that, or what for sisterhood of hip hop for you does differently for you as an artist versus some of these other people going on these other reality shows?
Well, first of all, there's never been a show like ours, which is why it was so big. And it, like, our show was the biggest show ever on Oxygen. You know what I mean? Like, all female MC roster where we're not trying to kill each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never been done, and we're not
well,
loving hip hop.
Diamond and the other girl was.
I mean, they catty shit, but that's normal.
Right.
But we ain't busting heads open how Mona Scott and them be over there.
Oh, yeah. And they young and the restless.
And our show is real. Like, everything about our show is authentic. Like, none of this shit is roles or, like, we lit. Like, we good. Right. What you see on TV is exactly how we're living our lives right now.
Right.
So people gravitate towards that versus watching other shows like them over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, come over to Oxygen. On some Death Row shit. You don't want the nigga all in your video, bruh. Come to Oxygen, bruh. Come to... yeah, that's us.
You don't want in your video. I can't. All right, well, where can all your fans follow you? Where can your new fans check out all of your new music?
Damsiya.com. DAMNSIYA.com is my website. Instagram, SIYA. Twitter, SIYA. And just Google me, man. Hey, man, I just realized I got a motherfucking wiki page. I'm lit. Saya has a Wikipedia.
Did you read it? Make sure everything's good.
I did, but he gonna go ahead and make sure it get fixed. And I'm finna try to get verified on Instagram. I'm lit. Don't fuck with me.
She want the blue check.
I want that check. Check, please. Okay.
I can't. Queen, what about you?
Hi, everybody. You can find me on Instagram at Queen Wink, Twitter at Queen Live, and for your extensions, go to winklux.com.
Ooh.
I'm Sean Allen Live everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Oh, and Snapchat, oh, Queen Wink.
The real Sia on Snapchat. Oh, Periscope, the real Sia on Periscope. Download the app and fucking watch me live while I'm taking a shit and all that cool shit.
You guys can hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And make sure you guys check out Sia on the Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Brooklyn.
June 9th.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Redefined. Oh, we don't have to.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.